Morning. Today's Daf Mechoros is Samech. We are in Nuntes Amud Beis, and we're more than halfway down on the Amud. We're beginning this morning with the words Amar Rava. Hayilo Yudalid Talayim. Finishing up the Masechta. We are at the end of the ninth parak of the Masechta, which is the final parak of the Masechta, and so between today and tomorrow, Mirz Hashem, we're going to finish the Masechta. Tuesday we begin Maseches Erchem. It's next on the horizon. And the in the meantime, the last opim over here are a little bit tricky, as we are trying to learn how to count to 10. Counting to 10 is not as simple as reported, and it takes a little bit of knowledge in order to understand what exactly are the ramifications when you start counting your mice and behemoth animals. In yesterday's daf, Rava provided for us two chidushim. The first chidush was on the Amud Aleph of Nuntes, and the second chidush started on the Amud Aleph, but really was focused on the Amud Beis. We're right now in the middle of the second chidush. First chidush of Rava yesterday is Kedusha Someilov, which is the idea that when you count your 10 animals, and animals are in a pen, you remember the Mishnah back on Nunches, gives us an exact procedure in terms of how exactly you're supposed to be counting. So the Mishnah and Ches Amud Beis, and the Brisa also. So you put them all in the pen, and you put an opening, and they're going to come out one by one. And as they do so, so you count. And so you're going to obviously count to 9. The next animal that is going to come out, you're also going to count that. That's the Asir, that's the 10th one. And it's going to have the status of Maisa Behema. Good. With the first Chiddush of Rava is that even before the 10th animal comes out, as long as the 10th animal is clear that that is going to be the 10th animal, so that's going to have Kedusha. You don't have to count it in order for it to have Kedusha. This is the first Chiddush of Rava. This is what's called Kedusha Asomei Elav. The Kedusha comes automatically. The Gemara spent some time yesterday going over what the source of this is, possible proofs from Brisos. After 4 rounds of Brisos, the Gemara finally concluded a very concrete proof that this is in fact so. The second chiddush of Rava is what's called minyan haroi, and this is what we're in the middle of discussing. The idea behind minyan haroi is as follows: if I have 10 animals in a pen, as I'm counting the animals, each animal now, as it goes through and is counted, is now counted. Now I know that doesn't sound like a lot. That's a lot. It's saying a lot. Meaning to say is as follows: I don't need to get to 10. I don't need to complete 10 in order for the animals to be considered counted. As long as they go through the pen, and as long as there is a possibility, a potential of this animal contributing to the future animals that are coming out of the pen, all to arrive to the number 10. So then every animal, as they're being counted, is considered counted. Right? Like the example I gave yesterday, it's like they're scanned. Meaning once they go through the scanner, that's it. They're scanned and now they're counted. That means from this point going forward, they never have to be counted again. They're putter, they're going to be exempt, even if we never concluded the actual count itself. The simple example that we went over yesterday is as follows. I have 10 animals in the pen, and now we start counting. We count 1 through 5. And now, as the 5th animal came out, so now one of the animals that's in the pen died. We are not going to get to 10. And so you can make the argument, okay, we're not going to get to 10. Okay, the 5 that I counted don't count. Meaning, we didn't do it. We didn't get to 10. And so what you could argue is that the 5 animals now are going to have to start again, be recounted. And when, in fact, you do have 10 animals, so you're going to take those 5 and you're going to put that back in the pen. The chiddush of Rav is that you're not going to put that back. You're not going to put them back in the pen. The fact that they were 5 coming out, the fact that there were 5 in there at the time, this is what's called minyan haroi. And so therefore the 5 now are considered counted, they're considered scanned, and they do not need to be counted again. That's the second chiddush of Rav. The Gemara spent some time going over. The Gemara is going to spend some more time going over this chiddush of Rav. And with that in mind, so let's pick it up where we left off yesterday. The Amar Rav. So on Nun Tes Amud Beis, more than halfway down the Amud, the Gemara is going to go over other scenarios. Okay, cautionary word. Some of these scenarios are going to be a little bit complicated, really not much, a little bit complicated. But once you know the basic ideas and you understand the principle that we just went over, so it's just a question of plugging it in. In fact, the Gemara, after going through these scenarios, and it's going to force us to think early in the morning. But after going through them, the Gemara is going to basically say afterwards, thank you very much, we could have figured this out. Meaning once you know the principle of minyan haroi, so these cases are, I don't want to insult anybody by calling them self-evident, but they're pretty straightforward. A little bit of a twist. Let's begin. Amar Rav Hayu lo yudai tlaim. So let's say you had 14 sheep. V'ichnisim ledir. V'yatsu. And so you put them into a pen and now they exit. Now here's where there's a little bit of a twist, and that is there are going to be two exits to the pen. Now obviously, there should be one. Right? The instructions were very clear. The Mishnah we saw yesterday, the day before, very clear. Okay, but anyway, there were two exits in the pen, and now the two animals are coming out. The animals are coming out both these exits, and let's right now assume that they're sequenced in terms of how they came out. Shisha pe'pesach zeh, v'arba pe'pesach zeh. So first six came out of one opening, and four came out of the second opening. Okay, so six out of opening number one, four out of opening number two. The arba nishtaru sham. Now, if you're good with math, or even if you're not, so you'll now know that there are four remaining in the pen. Okay, so that got us to number 14. Now, Osamar Bayim Epesach Hashishi Yatsu Notal Chamem Vashar Mitzarfen Lagoran Acher. Now, let's take the following scenarios. Let's say that the four were to follow the six out of opening number one. So that's six plus four. So that got me to 10. So now, of those 10 animals, we are now have a Meiser opportunity. Obviously, one of them, the last one that walked out, is now going to be marked, and that's going to be your Meiser Behema. Okay. What about the four that went out of opening number two? The four that went out of opening number two, are they considered counted? So think about the principle of Mingna Roy. The answer is no, they're not considered counted. Why? Because, again, we're assuming sequence. First six went out of exit number one. And then four went out of exit number two. When the four went out of exit number two, how many animals were remaining in the pen? There were four at the time. So that's four and four. That's eight. That's not 10. We don't have Minyan Haroi. We don't have this idea that, well, when I took the four out, they could have made 10, because the answer is, of course, they could not have. You only had four remaining in the pen. So the four that went out of entrance number two, of exit number two, so they don't qualify as Minyan Haroi, and therefore they are not scanned. And therefore, they have to, at a future point in time, be resubmitted into the pen and added with another six animals, and to be counted. By the way, I say another six animals, I can even knock that number down to two. Because if the four in the pen went out of exit number two, so now I have the four that went out in the first round, I have now the four that went out afterwards, all eight of those are going to have to be recounted. Now, the imlav sheishes patur v'arba arba mitzarf and lagor nacher. And the Gemara makes exactly that point. That if, let's say, first six went out of exit number one, and four went out of exit number two, so those six, even if the four didn't follow exit number one, the last four follow exit number one, those six that were counted, are they counted? Sure, they're counted. Because when the six left, there were four remaining inside. Actually, the truth of the matter is, there was eight remaining inside. But even if there were only four remaining inside, that would have been fine. Because that's what's called minyan haroi. So the six now that are counted, so good, they're putter. Now the four that went out of exit number two and the four that follow them that also went out of exit number two, mitzarf and lagor nachir, so they're going to have to be counted. And in other words, none of them are considered scanned because they don't enjoy, they don't benefit from this principle of minyan haroi. Okay, that was all round number one. That's example number one. We're going to do this two more times. Now, and second time.
So the ones that go through exit number two are not counted.
Correct. Yatsu arba bepesach zeh v'shisha bepesach zeh. So here, it's going to be the exact same starting point. 14 animals in total in the pen. Here, the change is going to be four go out of exit number one, and then six go out of exit number two. Okay. Nishtar sham arba, obviously leaving four inside. Imosam arba bepesach hashisha yatsu. Now, if they follow the six, meaning if they go at exit number two, notol mehem echad. So again, now you have Meiser Behema. You're going to take one off, Vashar Peturim, and everything else is going to be exempt. Now, everything else is going to be exempt. When we say everything else, we mean the first four that went out of exit number one. First four that went out of exit number one is going to be exempt? Sure. Because when those four left exit number one, there was more than enough in the pen so that there could have been 10. So this is what's called Minyan Haroi. So the four that went out of exit number one, because there were so many remaining inside, all you needed was six. There were 10 remaining inside. So when four left exit number one, so they're all considered counted. They're all considered scanned because of Minyan Haroi. Then six left exit number two. Then four followed them afterwards in exit number two. So now you have 10 animals that are counted. Meiser Behema taken off. The four that left exit number one are all considered counted and scanned. Fine. Now v'im lav, arba v'shisha peturim, v'arba mitzarfen l'gor nachir. Now, otherwise, if not, meaning if the four doesn't follow the six, so then the four and six are both going to be exempt. Meaning, again, all you have to do is just think through the case. The four is going to be exempt because the four was the first one to leave through exit number one. Plenty inside remaining to get to 10. So those four are considered scant. The six that went out of exit number two, also sufficient remaining inside. There were four animals left inside. So then you could have gone to number 10. So they're also considered scant. Even if the last four never exit, the four that went out of exit number one, the six that left exit number two, are all considered scant. What about the four remaining inside that were never brought outside? So mitzvah from Lagoran Acher. Obviously, they were not counted, and obviously, they're going to combine to another Goran.
So basically, this guy is not combining one and two exits. Like, so it doesn't get to the tenth when the six one from Bais's exit number two goes.
Correct. It's all based on the principle of Minyan Aroi. Because when you took the animals out, they could combine to 10. That's all you need. In order for it to be considered counted.
But number six coming at exit number two doesn't count as the tenth one from coming
no,
from both
no,
exits.
No,
it has to be the same exit.
Yeah, 10. Yeah. That is an assumption the Gemara is making. Okay, and finally the last case. Okay, I know it's really early in the morning for all this, but and finally the last case. Yatzu arba bepesach zev, arba bepesach zev, v'shtar sham shisha. Four got out of exit number one. Four got out of exit number two. Six are remaining inside. Imo sham shisha yatzu bepesach echad. Now, if the six were to exit, the first exit, notam mehem echad v'ashar peturim. So then you are going to take off ma'aser because now you have 10, and the rest of them are all going to be exempt. Now, everything here is going to be exempt. Everything else, I should say, is going to be exempt. Why? Again, it's just plugging in the concept. When four left exit number one and four left exit number two, there were six remaining inside. So each set that left, both exit one and exit two, could have gotten to 10. Because there were six remaining inside. And so with that possibility, with that potential, so now everyone that was left, that exited, is going to be considered counted. And if the six followed, and here it doesn't even really matter which one the six follow. The six follow the four of exit one, or the six follow the four of exit number two, so it's going to get you to 10. You'll take off one from Eiser Behema, and every one of the animals now is considered counted. Now, v'im lav, however, if let's say, what happens to the six? Nothing. Let's say the six were just not taken out. Six died. So v'im lav arba peturim v'shisha mitzarf in lagaron acher. So now I should say better arba peturim, meaning the four of exit number one, the four of exit number two are going to be exempt because again they're both qualified as minyan aroi, and the six remaining inside, obviously having gone uncounted, so therefore are going to go towards another garin. Okay. So ma'ika mashmalan. So here we go. The Gemara now, after all that, and after having strained our brain just a little bit, the Gemara now wants to know, okay, and does anyone see a chiddush here? Meaning, well, once you know the principle of Minyan Aroi, so then it's just a question of plugging in. The Gemara says, so we did that, and what's being taught over here? Minyan Aroi Pater, is that the whole idea over here? V'amar Rava Chadazimna. So the Gemara says, okay, but if you remember, all this started with a statement made by Rava, that Minyan Aroi is going to be Pater. So the truth of the matter is that Rava made all these statements that we just went through, but Rava also gave us the rule of Minyan Aroi. So once you gave us the rule, we'll figure all this out, won't we? So the Gemara says, not necessarily. Wait, just one second. Let me just finish this point. So the Minyan Aroi part of Amar Rava Chadazimna Ma'od Tema Vada Minyan Aroi Amrin and Safik Minyan Aroi Chazil Achad Chazil Achal Amrin Kamash Malan. So the Gemara says no, because these cases introduce a variable, and that variable is a chiddush. Consider, when we first were introduced to this idea of Minyan Aroi, there was one exit in the pen, and four animals left, and there were six animals remaining inside, or five animals left and five remaining inside. But the eventuality is, it doesn't have to happen, but the eventuality is that these five are also going to exit. And so therefore, and we know which exit they're going to go through. So there you can easily make the argument of Minyan Aroi. But over here, four go out of one exit, four go out of the other exit. Now there are six inside. And now we're double dipping, aren't we? Meaning those six inside, we're saying, could be the ones that could get you to 10 for exit number one. They could also be the ones that could get you to 10 for exit number two. Oh. So in other words, that's exactly the point that we're learning together now. That even though that's true, both the four of exit number one, the four of exit number two, are both considered minyan haroi, because if I looked at them independently, I just can simply say, yeah, there's six left inside. I could get to 10. That's all I need. Those six could be going out a separate exit. Those six can be combined with another 10, right, to make another 10. Doesn't matter. As long as it could get to 10 on this exit, that's enough to be called minyan haroi. That's enough for the animals to have gone out to be considered counted and scanned. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so if, let's say four go out from exit number one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then 10 go out from exit number two. Does a 10 from exit number can count as the 10?
Yeah. In other words, right. So for the four that went out of exit number one are minyan haroi, because there were at least six remaining in left inside, uh-huh. And the 10 went out of exit number two, you have meiser. Okay.
If you have 18, I mean, somebody can avoid this. I mean, cannot give the maser just two opening. You know, one at a time.
In other words, the two openings shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. But that's okay.
Yeah, that with that you can acknowledge
the Gemara, however, just put it in there in order to teach us this additional chiddush that we just learned together. In other words, now the Chachamim don't find, they don't penalize him, even though he did something which he shouldn't have done. Yeah. Right. In other words, right. What do we gain? What do we gain by all three of these scenarios? Excellent. Okay. I mean, the last one, I'm thinking out loud. It's in dangerous territory. But the last one really represents the biggest kiddush, because the last one, I really am applying the six to both groups, group number one and group number two, and so that really represents the biggest kiddush. But that doesn't help your question. So then, just give me that case, and then. Yeah,
he actually doesn't penalize. He actually helped the guy.
Yeah, of course. Agreed. Okay. Ave Amar Rava. Okay. More ideas regarding the counting, and that's the following. Hayulu chamisha asar tefilin. Let's say you have 15 sheep. Lo yomer ever asar v'achni sam ledir ve'etol mehem echad v'ashar peturim. So here could be the mindset of a person. The mindset of the person is: look, I got 15. I'm not going to put all 15 of them in the pen, because we all know what's going to happen. Meaning 10 will come out. I'll take my Meisa Behema. I'll see that there are five remaining. I can't count them. They're just five. I mean, I could, but it doesn't do anything. So here's what I'll do. I'll hand select. I'll cherry pick the 10. And Rashi over here points out that as long as I'm cherry picking, I'll do the opposite of cherry picking. I'll choose the 10 of the weakest of the animals. I'll put them in a pen. I'll count. And then the five best animals are just not. We can leave them out of the hopper. We can leave them out of the pen, right? That's acceptable, right? And Rav is saying no, that's not acceptable. When you have 15 animals, even though you know you're only going to be getting one meiser out of it, all of them have to go into the pen. Lo yomar. Now we could hear it inside, and we could understand what the person is thinking and saying to himself. And the halacha is: look, I understand the temptation, but don't say it. Lo yomar. Don't say that I'm going to put 10 in the pen. Count from these 10, and the rest are going to be exempt. Ella, kon san ladir, omotzi asara. We're going to put all 15 into the pen. Take 10 out. Venoto mehem echad. V'asher mitzar from lagor nacher. And obviously now that the five that have gone left in the pen, so they're going to be, they're not considered counted. They're not considered scanned. And they're, of course, going to have to go into a future pen once you have an additional five more animals. Tanya Mehech, the Gemara is going to quote a brisa that is in full support of the statement of Rava. It's almost verbatim. Hayilu chamisha asar tefilin, you have 15 sheep, as we now are on the top of Samach Hamad Aleph. Well, yomer ever asar ve'etol mehem echad v'ashar peturin. Don't say, I'm just going to put 10 in, keep five out of the pen, but ela, but rather, konsan ledir u'motzi asar ve'etol mehem echad v'ashar mitzar from lagar nacher. All 15 of them have to go into the pen. Now, Vahatanya, the Gemara says, okay, now, I do have another Braisa, and this Braisa reads as follows. Tisha Asar Talayim, let's say you have 19. Okay, now again, we all know what's going to happen. If I put all 19 in the pen, so I'm going to count 10, I'm going to take Meisa Behem off the first 10, and then I have 9 left, and nothing's going to happen. So, Lo Yomer Ever Asar Ve'etol Mehem Echad, V'Hashar Peturim, Ela Konsum Ladir Motzi Asar Ve'etol Mehem Echad, V'Hashar Peturim. Now, here's where the Braisa ends off awkward. The Braisa says, here's what you're supposed to do. Take all 19, put them in the pen, right? We all saw that coming. And then the Braisa says, now after you finish counting your first 10, what happens to the remaining 9? The remaining 9 are going to be exempt. They're going to be considered like they're counted. What? Right, good. Good reaction. What? The last nine are considered counted. They're not counted. In fact, right, that's why you didn't want to put them in the pen to begin with.
You want a second
row. Right, so, but they're not, but over here, in this braisa, the last nine are considered counted. How can that be? It's a very simple question. Demands a response. The Gemara gives one. Gemara actually gives a number of responses. Tigma Ravuna bar Sechora kameda Rava Birgila. So Ravuna bar Sechora was in front of Rava on Regal. Now Regal over here could mean Yontif. Rashi over here says actually means the Shabbos before Yontif. You know, the Shabbos before Yontif, so the Rav is expected to get up there and explain to the to his congregation how exactly to observe Yontif, meaning the halachas of Yontif. Right? It is related to Sho'olam V'darshin, Korem HaChag. Okay? What do we refer to it as? So the one before Pesach we call Shabbos HaGadol, and the one before Sukkos, so generally speaking nowadays it's more of a Tshuva Drasha than it's a Halacha Drasha, but okay, anyway. Back in the day, so this is what was called Regal, right? Regal means Shabbos to Regal. The Shabbos before the Yontif, in any event. So, they went over this brisa, this problematic brisa, and he said over the following pshat. B'dir she'esh lo shnei pesachim askinan. Oh, here's what happened. The pen had two exits to it. And v'yasu tes pesach zeh v'tes pesach zeh. Nine went out of one entrance, nine went out of the other entrance. There was only one remaining. Now, being that we just did all the gemaras together that we did at the beginning of this morning, so now we're totally comfortable with the idea. Meaning, yes, agreed. It should not have had two exits. That part's true. But you had nine going out of one, nine going out of the other. You had one inside. So great. This is now exactly the principle of Minyan Aroi. So, Bepesach Zed, Dehechad, Chazel, Achel, Achel, Ulacha. Now, the one could be going out exit number one, exit number two. And because of those two possibilities, so whatever was counted in terms of the nine going out of exit number one and the nine going out of exit number two, they all now are considered counted and scanned. Because exactly this principle of Minyan Aroi. Okay, it is a brilliant answer to deal with this Braisa, where the Braisa says that even the last nine are considered counted. It's a brilliant answer. The Gemara says, well, there are other answers, aren't there? Velishne lay. So the Gemara says, why don't we take the following into consideration? Kagon. Now the next word is Shemana. I write banging my head and trying to figure out Shemona Tesha, right? 8, 9. Okay, with a little bit of effort, and right, I punctuated. So kigon shemana tisha. So what happened is that you counted nine. V'chimata asara karichad meresha. And so what you did is you counted 1 through 9, and then instead of counting the next one to be number 10, what you then did is with the next one that comes out, you started again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So why don't you give that as an answer? And now we can have, of the 19 animals, 18 of them to be counted, and one of them to be Maisa Behema. Now, the obvious question, which the Gemara is about to ask, is, does that work? Can you do that? Can you count 1 through 9? Instead of the next one being counted number 10, well, let's just start again. Well, let's start again with number 1. Right. And, right. So, right, you know already, even as you hear the proposed answer of the Gemara, we all know that this can't fly. But we have to articulate. Why can't it fly? So the Gemara says, "Kasavra Asira Me'elav Kadosh." So the Gemara says, "Oh, I'll tell you why. Because what we learned yesterday's daf, meaning that number 10, when it comes out, so that's it. It is number 10. You can call it whatever you'd like. When all said and done, it is number 10, and it falls back to the chiddush of yesterday's Gemara of Kedusha Some'elav. So in other words, call it number 1. That's nice. It's number 10, and it's going to have the Kedusha Ma'isa Me'ema." So this answer is not a workable answer. Next suggestion of the Gemara. Volition lay. Now we, in our Gemara we have the words bigaren. It belongs. It doesn't belong. But anyway, in any event, manan zugos zugos. So why don't we suggest the case is as follows. A pair of animals come out. Now if that sounds a little bit strange, we're going to be opening up to the next Mishnah in just a couple of moments from now, where that's exactly going to be the scenarios of the next Mishnah, where a pair come out. So the first pair come out, and the first pair come out, you call 1. Second pair come out, and you call that 2. And you keep doing that for the first 9 pair, and that got me to 18 animals. And then what you're going to do is that when you get to the 19th animal, so now that's your quote-unquote 10th animal in terms of your count is concerned. And so that's it. So now we have a scenario in which 19 animals come out, and all of them are counted, and one of them is a miser. Gemara suggests maybe that's a solution. The Gemara does not like this one as well. So the Gemara says, well, as far as the 10th animal is concerned, we are going to see in a couple minutes from now a major machlokus in terms of how does counting work? Does counting work based on how you counted or based on actual count? So we are going to assume right now that's based on actual count. You can call the first pair one. Congratulations, it's very good for you. But in actuality, it's two. And so when you get to number 10, even though in your count you're at number 5, but that is the 10th animal that just emerged. So this answer is not going to work because we are assuming it's minyan behemos. It's not based on your count, but it's based on the animal count.
You're saying they came out simultaneously?
Let's say it that way. That's behind Yanni's question. And so for our purposes right now, let's assume yes. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Zakai Ima de Rav Huna Bar Schor de Shani Lei Shmaita Berigla Kishmaite. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak loved the answer that was given. Meaning the answer that was given, the answer that really works is the answer of there were two exits, the 9 went out of one exit, 9 went out of the other exit, because of the principle of Minyan Arayi, they're all considered counted. That's the answer in terms of how to deal with the Braisa. These other suggestions are just simply difficult. They don't work. So when Rav Nachman Yitzchak hears this, he says, Ashrei, right? They're fortunate. The Zaka Ime de Rav Huna Bar Schora, that the mother of Rav Huna Bar Schora is able to have a child like Rav Huna Bar Schora. Where not only he gave an answer, but he gave an answer that worked within the Shita of Rava. So wonderful. Wonderful that he had such a Tamei Chacham as a son. She should be proud. We are up to the Mishnah on Samach Amad Aleph. Now, Yatsu Shnaim Kachas. Now, two animals emerged first. Okay, so, right, it was a mad rush to get to the entrance of the pen. Right, you had 10 animals inside there, more than 10 animals. It got a little bit messy in the beginning, where the first two animals now walked out together. Okay, now, in terms of the counter, the official counter, so how should you count that? So you should count that as two, because that's two animals that emerged, right? On your little clicker. And it's funny. First of all, it's anachronistic, and secondly, we learned that you have to count with the staff. But anyway, so with your staff, you should be calling that one and two. Okay. So yatsu shnaim ka'achas mona osam shnaim, right? Shnaim shnaim. So right, gear sauce over here get a little bit tricky, but to say it simply and succinctly, so you should count to two because two came out. Good. Manan echad, but let's say that those two that came out, you counted as one. All right? And you shouldn't have, but you did. So now, from this point going forward, so you're going to be off, aren't you? Yeah, of course. Meaning, so now that one and two came out together, and you call that one, so when the third one comes out, so that's actual three, right? I'll do the same thing I did yesterday, right? In terms of the actual number that came out, I'll use the word actual. So actual three now has emerged, so what number are you using to call actual three? So you're going to call that 2. So when actual 10 comes out, what are you calling that? You're calling that 9. When actual 11 comes out, what are you calling that? You're calling 10. Okay, you're all over the place now. So, right, so you're confused. Manan echad, so chiv asir mekukalan. So now 9 and 10 are going to be literally destroyed, right? That's a strong word, but in other words, but we're not at correct count. And so therefore, we are going to be dealing with a scenario in which 9 is going to have some Kedusha issues and 10 is going to have some Kedusha issues. So what exactly is meant by that? Well, let's continue in the Mishnah because the Mishnah is going to spell it out. Karlachi Asiri, Lasiri Chi, Ulacharasar Asiri, Shoshtam Mikudashin. So first the Mishnah gives us a scenario in which, let's say the following occurs. The actual nine comes out of the pen, and I call it number 10. Okay, I was off of my count, and the Mishnah just gave us a perfect scenario in which the farmer has already lost his count. Right, the first two emerged; he counted that as one. All right, so 9 comes out now, and he's calling it number 10, and then the 10th one emerges, and when the 10th one emerges, so already he's now kind of sensitive to the fact that he made a mistake. So when the 10th one emerges, so he called 9, actual 9, 10. So when actual 10 comes out, he wants to try to correct himself. All right, so we all do this, and that is we compensate. So if I called actual 9, 10, so you know what I'll do to fix it? I'll fix everything. So when actual 10 comes out, I'll call it number 9. Okay, good. Give myself a pat on the back. Right, I did such a fantastic job. So Karlachi Asir Lasiri Chi, and now that actual 10 emerged, and I called it 9. So what do you think I'm going to do when actual 11 comes out? Well, the last number that came out of my mouth is 9. I'm already confused, to say the least. So when actual 11 comes out, so you know what I'm going to call it? I'll probably call it 10. So if I have done that now, so everyone follow, actual 9 was referred to as 10, actual 10 was referred to as 9, actual 11 is referred to as 10. We now have a scenario where shloshtam mikudashin. So now you walk away with a scenario where one animal should have kedushas meiser behema, and now three animals have kedusha. Now, admittedly, the kedushas are not all the same. Hachi necha b'mumo. Now, we did this yesterday. Right. We get to review it again right now in the Mishnah. 9 is going to have some meiser behema kedusha. Not full meiser behema kedusha. Cannot be brought as a karban, but enough kedusha so that I will not be able to eat it until it develops a blemish. Number 10, v'asiri meiser. Now, number 10 is actual 10, and so therefore that qualifies as meiser behema. V'acharasar krav shlamim. Now, the 11th animal, which I call 10, is now a full-fledged carbon shlamim. Okay. These are the halachas of where you can have in Meiser Behema, with an errant count that we just described, you can have, instead of one animal with Kedusha, you can have three animals with Kedusha, in the scenario we just described. Okay. Side discussion. This 11th animal now, that is going to be a shlamim. Is it a standard shlamim? So, or what's the other possibility? The other possibility is that it's almost like a tamura. It's almost like an exchange. Because what we did is that we took the Meiser Behema animal, which should have been number 10, and we kind of exchanged it with number 11. Now, I understand that's not exactly what happened. But in other words, we could look at number 11 as being almost like a tamura-like animal. If that's correct, so now, if the 11th animal is a tamura-like animal, if it's tamura, so then that means to say that this animal cannot be exchanged with another animal. It cannot be tamurad with another animal. If, on the other hand, number 11 is just a regular shlamim, so then, of course, it could be, shouldn't be, meaning you should not do tamura, but it could, in fact, be exchanged with another animal. And remember, in Karbanos, when we say exchange, we don't mean that the Kedusha goes from A to B. We mean that the Kedusha goes from A to B, and A also remains Kadosh. Okay? That's how exchanges work when it comes to Karbanos. So, according to Rebbe Meir, which we're going to see right now, he views number 11 as a standard shlamim karban. Number 11, according to Rebbe Meir, can in fact affect tamura to another animal. Because Rebbe Meir views number 11 as just a standard shlamim animal. Now, Rebbe Yehuda says to Rebbe Meir, no, number 11 is not a standard shlamim karban. Number 11 itself is a tamura, and therefore, that's the end of the road. Once you make a tamura, that tamura can no longer replicate and make another tamura. And since Rabbi Yehuda views the 11th animal as a tamura for the 10th animal, so therefore, that's it. Amar Mishum Rabbi Meir, Ilu Haya Tamura La Yakrav, and Rabbi Meir's response back to Rabbi Yehuda is, I don't understand your position. If you're right, what is the halacha regarding tamuras meiser behema? And this is special and unique to tamuras meiser behema. It is not offered as a karban. A tamura of a shlamim is offered. A tamura of an ola is offered. A tamura of a meiser behema, based on drashas and psukim, is not to be offered. So you can't be right. If number 11 was in fact a tamura of meiser behema, so number 11 would never be offered. But you agree with me that it's being offered, therefore it must not be a tamura. Therefore, it's a standard shlamim. Okay. And the Gemara is going to help us with this machlokas a little bit later on. All right. Now, more cases of mistaken counting. Karlachi asiru l'asiru asiru l'acharasar asiri. Let's say number 9 comes out. You refer to that as number 10. So actual 9, you call 10. Number 10 comes out. Now you have clarity of mind. Hey, that's number 10. I know just an animal earlier. I was confused, but I'm back. Okay. So that actual 10 is 10. And l'acharasar asiri. And now, number 11, you're referred to as 10. So now, Ein Echad Asar Mekudash. Number 11 does not have Kedusha. Number 11, now I know we said this yesterday, but we're saying it again today, and it's crystal clear here in the Mishnah. Number 11 is only going to have the Kedusha in an errant count only when number 10 was errantly counted. But if number 10 was correctly counted, so then number 11 is not going to be infused with any Kedusha. And by the way, if you go back to one discussion ago we had in the Mishnah, now you understand, you hear the Temura discussion. Because when 10 went awry, so now 11 can sort of say pick it up, if you will. But when 10 is counted correctly, we're done. Meiser Behema now is in the books. So now 11, even you can call it whatever you want, but when all is said and done, it's not 10.
What about 9?
Well, 9 is going to have the partial Kedusha. Now, you remember, there is an opinion that we saw in yesterday's daf that made the argument that if 10 was errantly counted, so 9 is not going to have any Kedusha. There is an opinion like that, but the Gemara yesterday dismissed that position. Zaklal koshalo nekar shem asurim mimenu ein echad asar mikudash. And the Mishnah says, and here's your basic rule, which is says that if number 10 is not errantly counted, is correctly counted, so then ein echad asar mikudash, the 11th one is not going to have any Kedusha. I'm Rav Yochanan. Let's begin the Gemara's discussion over here. Manan zugos kintan asir liminyano hu kadosh. Rav Yochanan makes the following statement. Let's say the animals are coming out two by two, right? Like Noach's Teva, right? Or if you want, seven by seven. Or the kintaren, a word that we saw not so long ago in the daf, when we're doing our coin talk, right? And figuring out how much the value of a coin is. So what's kintaren? That same word is century, meaning 100. So the animals are coming out in groupings, all consistently, either two at a time, 100 at a time. And you decide that you're going to count not by animal, but by group. So let's deal with a pair because that's just the easiest to work with. So when the pair comes out, so you call that pair one. Second pair, two. Third pair, three. Good. So Rav Yochanan says, so asiri leminyano hu kadosh. So now, which animal is going to have the Kedusha? Asiri, the tenth. Now, of course, it only begs the next question. The tenth what? Right. Your tenth grouping? Or the actual tenth animal. And what is this?
Pair or versus?
Or the tenth pair? Or the actual tenth animal? And this is going to be a machlokas. Now we already, before the Mishnah, right before the Mishnah, we alluded to this machlokas, but now we get to see it inside. Liminyano mai. To the counting of what? Rabbi Mari Amar Liminyan Shalohu Kadosh. Rabbi Mari says his count. Meaning now that it's going out in pairs, and he's counting it as pairs. So that means that basically with the first pair that comes out, that's going to be one and one. Oh, he calls it one. The second pair that comes out, that's two and two. Oh, he calls it two. And you go all the way down to get to 10, and fine. And then when that 10th pair comes out, it's 10 and 10.
But what happened to Rabbi's first principle that the 10th was an inherent
condition? Right. So it sounds like Rav Murray is not subscribing to it. Now, Rav is an Amara, Rav Murray is an Amara, and They could do that. They could butt heads like that. The Gemara is not going to make that point super clear, but it's an excellent point. Rav Kahana Amar Leminyan Behemos Ukadosh. So Rav Kahana says, I don't care how you're counting. Meaning when all said and done, the 10th animal that emerges is going to have Kedusha. Tanan. And now the Gemara says, let's remember what we learned back in the Mishnah. Yasu Shaim Ka'achas Mona Osam Shaim Shaim. When the first pair comes out as a pair, they're going back to our Mishnah. So you should count it as two. Manan echad, but if you don't count it as two, if you count the first pair as one, so chiv asir mekukalin. So 9 and 10 now are going to have altered kedushas, and again based on what happens when you get to 9 and 10, and for that matter number 11 as well. But now bishlam lamandar malaminyan shalohu hu kadosh mishum hachi havi chiv asir mekukalin. Now if everything is laminyan shalohu based on your counting, so then I understand, meaning, because you are counting, albeit you're counting incorrectly, but if your counting gives significance, so then I understand how 9 is going to be invested with Kedusha, because you counted number 9 as 10. However, Ula Asiri Kakari Lechi, Ula Charasar Asiri, El Lamanda Amar Laminyan Behemosu Kadosh, But if nothing really is affected by your count is totally irrelevant. And the only thing that's important is the actual numbers that emerge. So the chi kakarile, la sira sira kakarile. So then what's number 9? Number 9 is number 9, regardless of what you call it. And what's number 10? Number 10, regardless of what you call it. So then basically, how do you make heads and tails of the Mishnah? So amar lecha Rabbi Yochanan, ki amina ana hechad ichavein lafuk zugos zugos. Hechad nafak mimela, lo. So the Gemara says, well, no, there's a difference between the Rav Yochanan scenario and our Mishnah scenario. Our Mishnah scenario, that was an accident. When the first two emerged, you weren't planning on two to emerge. You wanted them to come out one at a time. So in the Mishnah, we're dealing with an Aaron count because of a mistake that occurred. Rav Yochanan was talking about where by design, you want them to come out two at a time, three at a time. And you basically wanted to do multiple counts at each counting. So the cases are not comparable. Our Mishnah cannot be used as either a proof or or an attack. Tashma. Man lamafreya, asir shebeminyan ukadosh. Let's say you decide, you know what? Right, counting 1 through 10, child's play. I'm going to go backwards. I'm going to go from 10 down to 1. Okay? I never thought counting to 10 would be so complicated. So, okay, so he decides to go backwards. Now, so what the halacha is that the 10th animal is going to be kadosh. Now, bishlam laman dar melaminya behemotu kadosh shabir. So the Gemara says now, if you subscribe to the Rav Kahana viewpoint, that your counting is totally insignificant, and what really matters is the actual numbers that emerge. So this, you decide to go 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's good for you. But when all said and done, even though the 10th animal you call 1, it's the 10th animal. So from Rav Kahana's standpoint, perfect. I get it. But but according to Rav Murray, who says that we go with your counting, and your counting now is going to give significance. What is your counting? You started with 10, and you ended with 1. The 10th animal that came out, what did you call it? You called it 1. Now, how does that work? How is it going to be invested with Kedusha? Amar Rav Ahol v'isei b'minyana parsa dekar la'asar echad. Well, the Gemara says, well, in other words, yes, it's true, you used the word 1, you said the word chad, but in Lashon parsa, in Persian language, so the asara can sometimes be referred to as chad. Now, I don't know if the Gemara means by this that necessarily that the that one in Persian is, or I should say better, chad in Persian means it. But in other words, but this is an acceptable form of counting by the Persians. So it could be that's what the Gemara means. Regardless, the Gemara defends Rav Murray's position that even if I'm going 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, it could still be understood as one. I'm sorry, as being number 10. Okay. Karuluchi Asiri La Siri Chi La Kharasar Asiri Tanarabanan. Okay, and now the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Minayan. Shim Karuluchi Asiri La Siri Chi La Kharasar Asiri Shosha Mikudashem. Meaning the Braisa's question is very simple. Where are these halachas being generated from? What's the drasha? Tamalamar Vichol Maasar Bakar Vitzon Kol Asher Yavor Tachas HaShavet. So the Pasuk says Chol Maasar Bakar, in all your Maaser. Anything that goes under the staff. So the Gemara says, okay. So if the drasha is basically anything that you refer to as 10 is going to be 10, so what about number 8? What about number 12? Meaning, if this expansion that anything you call 10 is going to have Kedusha, so shouldn't the 8th animal that you decide is number 10? You're really lost. But you decide that number 8 is 10. You decide that number 12 is 10. Shouldn't that have Kedusha? Now, obviously, our Mishnah, which is giving us the biggest Chiddush, is only limiting it to number 9 or number 11 errantly being called number 10. But 8 and 12, are, even if they're called number 10, are not going to have Kedusha. So why is there a cap? So Amart, Hol v'hu kadosh v'tauso mitkadeshet. Mahu enu mekudesh ala besamach, av tauto enu mekudesh ala besamach. Really interesting language of the Braisa. Well, you know, number 10 is actually going to be kadosh. Now, number 10's closest number 10 is going to be kadosh. Okay, here's your question of the day. What's number 10's closest number 10? It is, in fact, number 10. There's nothing closer to 10 than the actual 10. So in other words, when 10 is going to have Kedusha, it obviously means when you are either on or closest to the mark. So even as there is an allowance in the pasuk for an expansion, but it can't go any more than the closest. So the closest to 10 is going to be 1 away from 10 in either direction, either 11 or 9. Only those are going to be able to be infused with any kind of kedusha. Anything beyond that, 8, 12, and obviously anything above that, right, 2, right, the degree of error only allowed for 1, not for 2 and above. Okay. We'll pause over here. Tomorrow we'll pick it up with the words Vahatanya. We'll pick it up with the words Vahatanya. Tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we finish today's daf, and we finish the Masechta as well.